Hello, this is a recording of Building Stories on Air from May 3rd. As always, you will hear some piano when we had musical break during the show. Enjoy! Good afternoon, everyone. We are so delighted to be here again with you on a Sunday afternoon in Carborough, North Carolina. This is Frederick. I am with the Wooden Fellows, and we are ready to build stories on air. So you can listen to us on the radio. That's the beauty of broadcasting on WCOM RP 103.5. But you can also listen to us from wherever you are in this world through live streaming at wcomfm.org. As always, we'll start with Led Zeppelin and a few minutes of the Battle of Evermore. Welcome to Building Stories on Air. Whether you are listening on WCOM LP 103.5 or online at wcomfm.org, the Wooden Fellows and the human being behind them, me, Frederick, are so glad you're here. Can you believe this is already episode 9 of Building Stories on Air? So here, what do? We invite you, we invite anyone and everyone to unleash their imagination and build stories with loved one. Why? Well, many reasons. One of them is like, it's kind of good for our brain, you know, to just try to invent stories and think. It's also good for our creativity. Imagination is the foundation of anything. So if you want to draw something new, you are going to use your creativity and imagination. If you create a new piece of music, you may use your imagination as well. So it's good for our brain, it's good for creativity, and it's also good for our inner child. That's right, we all have an inner child just waiting to be awaken. And sometimes we haven't talked to that inner child for a long time. So this is our mission here with the Wooden Fellows. It's to remember we can all be a kid for a minute or more. So sometimes we build stories with a guest. We will have a guest again next week. And sometimes it's just the Wooden Fellows and myself. So if you are listening and are curious about joining us as a guest, please reach out. In the past, as you may remember, the Wooden Fellows took the lead. One of them came and told a story, mostly to give you a chance to know them more. Episode 9, you've heard about Maurice and Pierre qui roule and Petite Clotilde and Madame Rigolote and who am I missing? Do you remember? Boule de Poil and De Pouille and De Bouille. You know, we have a whole world coming up on air every week. But this week, we think it's time to reach a new step. Because after all, our goal is to build stories on the spot, right? On air, when we are here, but also in the car, as we are waiting in a traffic jam, or as we are waiting at the doctor's office, just as a way to awaken our inner child whenever we have a chance to be silly and curious and creative and ready to slow down and take life as it comes. So that's what I'm going to do this week. Just build a story on air as we go. It's going to give us a chance to see more of the behind the scene and hopefully reassure you to come as a guest. Because if there is one thing I can promise you, is I do everything I can to make sure my guests are comfortable and have a very unstressful time. So a little bit of a behind the scene this week. I'm still going to use some of the practices we talked about in the past. I may roll some dice when I feel like maybe I should add some numbers in the story, or when my imagination may need a little bit of a boost. I also brought I have a box with little objects that I kind of collect. And so when, again, my imagination needs a little bit of a boost as I'm unleashing my imagination, I can just look at this box and, oh, there is a sock. That's actually a good idea. Maybe I could include a sock in the story. I also have rocks. I have an old telephone. All kind of things that could be fun to include in a story. And I also have some prompts, just idea, you know, different location that I could use or different time that could be going on, magical objects. Because the goal of unleashing your imagination is not to be stressed about it. It's simply to have fun. But as I've said many times, this show is about you, our dear audience at large. And it's about encouraging everyone to build stories. Short ones, long ones, silly ones, sad ones. Wherever your imagination tells us. So before I start, I invite you to grab your thoughts, because I'm going to have some questions along the way. Maybe gather some loved one to interact with them as we tell the story. You can always reach out to us through buildingstoriesonair@gmail.com. And for now, we are going to put some music, and we will be right back. Welcome back to WCOM 103.5 or WCOMFM.org. This is Frederick, and I'm with the Wooden Fellows. We are here for about an hour to unleash our imagination and build stories together. So as I said before the break, this week we are going to truly invent stories
on the spot. So you can be a little behind the scene and you can have a better understanding of what you could do as a guest, although you could simply come and listen until you are comfortable adding on to the story. You know, there is, no stress related to our show. So when with the Wooden Fellows, we build stories, we try to mix real experiences, you know, as a background, with our imagination. And this week, actually once a week, something you have to know is like the Wooden Fellows and I go on a little adventure. Sometimes we go to downtown Chapel Hill, sometimes we go to Carborough, sometimes we go further, go to the beach, and we have fun with our adventure. I take pictures and we echo our adventure at Giggles and Chisels. So as I'm inventing a story today, I'm going to use a little adventure that we took this week when we went to the community center. So I'm going to start by building the context and introducing the characters. Who do you think the characters may be? If you're thinking the Wooden Fellows, you are probably right. So once upon a time, there were four Wooden Fellows. Now, before I go further, you have met them all through the past few weeks. So I could also start, you don't have to start with Once Upon a Time. You could also start with, "Let's go," said Madame Rigolote. "Let's go to the community center." You know, there is no right or wrong way to start a story, especially on the spot. Again, it should be stress-free. But I don't know. I just like to start with Once Upon a Time because as a child, I was read to all kind of tales. And I think Once Upon a Time just wake up my inner child instantly. So that's how I'm going to start today. Once upon a time, there were four Wooden Fellows. Madame Rigolote, Maurice, Petite Clotilde, and Pierre qui roule. Madame Rigolote is very joyful. She loves colorful clothes and she has red glasses, but mostly, she's always, or at least she most of the time seems quite content, quite happy. She has this gray hair that comes with the wisdom of aging, and she's actually quite wise. And so even when she gets into situation that can be frustrating, sometimes she always keep her spirit pretty high. Maurice, on the other hand, is more of how could I say that? He doesn't mind being with his sad thoughts. I think that would describe him pretty well. And he loves gray and black colors, black and white pictures that would match his beautiful gray eyes. Petite Clotilde, you would love Petite Clotilde. She's our dreamer. She's just go with the flow, with her blue and purple clothes and her purple eyes and purple hair. And Pierre qui roule, if you like going on adventure outside, he is the one you would like to tag along with because he's always up to be outside. So these four fellows, they live in Chapel Hill, in the Petit Refuge, a pretty cozy place, and it's pretty close by to the community center. Have you ever been to the community center in downtown Chapel Hill? I mean, not really downtown. It's pretty close by. And the Wooden Fellows, they love going there. Why? Because it's close by, but there is also plenty to do. There is a playground, there are basketball field, there is a little creek and a trail. There is even a pool. So it's just a beautiful place to go, especially on a sunny afternoon. And that day, the afternoon started being quite, with a pretty sunny time. So here they arrived at the community center, but as you heard before, they have different feelings, different interests, and so although they all arrived together, they kind of took separate ways. Madame Rigolote, or Joyful Wooden Fellows, went straight to see a new stormwater mural called Creekside from Alison Hawkins. Do you remember last week that the story, all of the Wooden Fellows built were around their favorite murals? So I think Madame Rigolote was still into it, and she was so excited to see another one. So she walked there, and she took the buoy, you know, this little character who love to tag along. They don't say much, but they love hanging out with Madame Rigolote. And so they went to the to see the storm roar, and here she was just laying down with the buoy, inventing stories with them, and using the mural, where you can see some frogs and beavers, and here she was inventing stories. What do you think she told them? How do you think the buoy felt? That's something you could add on during our next music break. Maurice, on the other hand, decided to peel off pretty rapidly. He started walking kind of away from the playground and the sounds from the cars. You have to know that Maurice is kind of an introvert and he doesn't mind being by himself. So he walked away from everyone and he found a perfect spot for him. Close to the creek, there is a large, how can I say that, piece of grass, you know, with some trees and a lot of roots. And so you can, especially when you are a little wooden fellows, you can just find the perfect roots to just lay down there and use it as a comfortable chair or a couch. And so here he was with his own thoughts, as happy as Maurice can be. Petite Clotilde, our dreamer, she went to see the roses. Do you know that the roses at the community center right now are blooming? And she loves roses. She may be a little biased because I, myself, the human being, their human friends, love roses I think it reminds me my grandpa and his rose bushes. And it's not the first time that you may hear a story from us with a rose as a character. Do you remember, when was it? A month ago, when Pierre Quirol created this story with Madame Rose. So here we are again talking about roses. So Petite Clotilde was walking in the rose garden, smelling them all and trying to find the different colors, maybe one that would match her kind of purple sweater. She was as happy as Petite Clotilde can be, which tells a lot. And finally, who is the last one? That's right, Pierre Quirol. Pierre Quirol had a different plan. He had brought a new thing to try. He brought a skateboard. His human friend found one that's kind of a tiny skateboard, and that was just the perfect size for wooden fellows. So Pierre Quirol couldn't wait to try it on. And so here he was on the part of the trail at the community center that's very smooth. And he started pretty slowly, but he was able to stand up and take his first step on a skateboard. So here they were, all content. Madame Rigolote inventing stories next to the storm water mural with the buoy. Maurice in his own thoughts, near a tree, using roots as a comfortable chair. Petite Clotilde smelling all kinds of roses. And Pierre Quirol trying skateboarding. But then something happened. What may be happening? If you were telling the story, what may be happening? So we are going to take another music break so you can take a minute to think about what may be happening, or you can just let some giggle out. We will be right back. This is Frederic. I am with the Wooden Fellows. You are listening to Building Stories on Air at WCOM 103.5. And we are so, so glad you're here. So the first song, you may have recognized it. It was All the Need You, All You Need Is Love by the Beatles. The second one you may be less familiar with, it's a French song, Francis Cabrel, L'encre de tes yeux. So let's continue to build these stories on the spot. I hope you are enjoying it. I am enjoying it. I mean, I am enjoying building it on the spot, that's for sure. So remember, the Wooden Fellows were all having a good time at the community centers in four different locations. And then something happened. The breeze, the nicely breeze that they were enjoying, became more of a wind. The sunny sky that they were enjoying too became a little darker. You could tell that a storm was nearby. Do you know that feeling sometimes? You can you can start feeling the humidity, and you know it's probably time to go home. Soon it would start raining, if not pouring, and who knows, in North Carolina you may have some thunderstorm. But remember, the wooden fellows were all in four different locations. So Madame Rigolote, who, you know, is always kind of joyful and optimistic, started to be a little concerned. Mostly because they were right next to the stormwater hole, and the buoy are kind of tiny, and yes, they would float. But you know, Madame Rigolote really wanted to keep them safe. The buoy were also a little concerned too, but mostly because Madame Rigolote, who is usually all about fun, was getting concerned. You know that feeling. Sometimes you are all good, but then if you see someone else becoming nervous, you know, it kind of passes along. Madame Rigolote started thinking, where are the others? I wish we had stayed all together. Because something you need to know about Madame Rigolote, like, she deeply, deeply cared for others. And she knew she would be fine, you know. She knew she could keep the buoy safe. But not being able to see Maurice and Pierre Kirol and Petite Clotilde, that made her a little nervous. Talking about Maurice was also quite concerned about being under a tree with a storm coming up. Where are the others? He thought. I wish we had stayed together. He was actually just not sure how to overcome his fear. Does it happen to you sometimes? You know, you get concerned and you just kind of freeze, I should say. So he looked around. He thought about maybe finding a mouse, you know, a little mouse who would agree to hold his hand. Or maybe find a hole, you know. What else could he do? What else would you do if you were Maurice? Now, Petite Clotilde, on the other hand, she was so into the roses that she didn't even notice it. You know, she didn't notice the storm coming up. She didn't think about the others. I think it's her natural feelings to always think that people are going to be as calm as she is and as dreamy as she is. So the storm, I mean, not the storm yet, but the storm coming up didn't bother her at all. Who is the last character? Do you remember? That's right, Pierre Kirol. And what was Pierre Kirol doing? Skateboarding, yes. Now, Pierre Kirol, who is our nature wooden fellow, he actually was the first one to notice that a storm was coming. And he felt like, because he's so comfortable outside, he would probably be the most comfortable fellow in the storm. So he felt like he had to come up with a plan. Now, what could be Pierre Kirol's plan? What would you do if you were a little wooden fellow at the community center and a storm was coming up and the rest of the wooden fellows were all spread out? We are going to take another music break, so you or the audience at large can continue to jot some notes or drink a cup of water. We will be right back. You are back to Building Stories on Air. This is Frederick. I'm with the Wooden Fellows, and you are listening on WCOM 103.5. This week, we are building stories on the spot, and time is flying by. So I need to kind of restrain my imagination a little bit so I have time to finish that story that I started. But I hope you find it reassuring and you don't hesitate to reach out and come to visit us as a guest. So right before the break, the four Wooden Fellows were at four different places at the community center, and a storm was coming up, and everybody was kind of concerned, well, except Petite Clotilde, who was in her own dream. But Pierre Quirol had a plan. And so the plan was to pick up everyone with his skateboard. That's right. He's a very brave little wooden fellow. The only problem, he's just practicing. So he needed everyone to stay in one place while he would go and pick them up one at a time. So he was not sure how he could reach out to everyone, but there is something you need to know about Pierre Quirol, and maybe you remember from one of our previous stories, is that he have a very loyal companion called Boule de Poil. Do you remember Boule de Poil? He's not a dog. He's not a cat, not a hippopotamus. He's just Boule de Poil, a very local, loyal, and local, I guess, companion. And so Boule de Poil started, woof, woof, meow, meow, woof, 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 meow. That's how, you know, Boule de Poil talks. Do you know what it means? Well, that's why you need to have Pierre Quirol close by. Because he clearly understood what Boule de Poil was saying. He was saying, I'm going to run and warm everyone to stay put. Pierre Quirol was so impressed with his companion. So Boule de Poil started to run to Petite Clotilde, who still had no clue. But, you know, Petite Clotilde, she loves Boule de Poil. She loves cuddling with him and sleep. And so when she heard his concern and she heard him say, meow, meow, woof, woof, meow, meow. You know, by now, even Petite Clotilde understand what Boule de Poil would say. She was saying, sure, no worries, I can stay put here. Then he ran to Madame Rigolote, who was so, so happy to see him and listen to his plan. I told you Madame Rigolote is all about color, and Boule de Poil, with his bright orange fur and touch of red and gold, you know, he just matches Madame Rigolote's clothes most of the time. And she always praised him for that. And so she said, sure, of course, I can stay put. We are going to wait for you and Pierre Quirol right here with the buoy. Boule de Poil started running again. Who's next and last? Yes, Maurice. Maurice, poor Maurice, who was actually hiding in a hole. But as soon as he saw a boule de poil, he was reassured right away. Because, you know, boule de poil, he knows how to be quiet when Maurice needs some quietness. And so he told him to stay put. And guess what he did? He just stayed with him and cuddled with him until Pierre Kirul joined them. All right, we're going to take another quick music break. So again, take some time to either just enjoy the music or talk about the story with a loved one. What else would you like? Or maybe you have questions. Maybe there are things that, you know, I haven't said. Reach out to us. Send us an email. And I can promise you that the Wooden Fellows are going to answer you back. buildingstoriesonair@gmail.com. Welcome back to WCOM 103.5. This is Frederick, still Frederick, and I'm still with the Wooden Fellows. And we are wrapping up our stories that we built on air today. So before the break, you know, all the Wooden Fellows were still at the community center waiting for Pierre Kirul to pick them up before the storm with his skateboard. So they were all hoping that he would indeed come quickly. But, you know, Pierre Kirul, as I said, he's still learning to skateboard. So he had to push it. And, you know, the Wooden Fellows, even though it was a small skateboard, it did take some time, especially as he had to go through the grass to join Petite Clotilde, who was the first one he picked up. And so here she was, still not concerned about the storm, but she stayed put as Boule de Poil invited her. But when she saw Pierre Kirul, guess what she said? Pierre Kirul want to look at the roses? And Pierre Kirul was like, Petite Clotilde, we have to go. Look at the sky. It's going to start pouring very soon. We need to go and pick up Madame Rigolote and Maurice. So she jumped on the skateboard and Pierre Kirul started pushing again a little harder. And then he saw Madame Rigolote and the buoy, and they all climbed up to the skateboard. You know, they had to help the buoy, who were kind of tiny compared to the skateboard. But here they were. Imagine the scene. Madame Rigolote, the buoy, Petite Clotilde on a skateboard, and strong and brave Pierre Kirul pushing them all to get to the last Wooden Fellows, Maurice. And so they arrive. Maurice was still a little scared, but cuddled with Boule de Poil. And so they were all ready and together, finally. But then Maurice said, well, that's a great plan, Pierre Kirul. What's now? And Pierre Kirul didn't think about the end of his plan. And so he looked at them. But then you know what happened? I, the human being, came because I too saw the storm, and I will always be there to take care of the Wooden Fellows who have brought so much joy to my life. So I arrived, I picked up each Wooden Fellows, the buoy, the skateboard, and yes, Boule de Poil as well. And we all went back home right before the storm. And this, my dear audience at large, is how we build a story on the spot. And it was so fun, and I hope you enjoyed it. We are going to finish, as always, with Take Five, my dad's favorite song, and we are going to see you next week. But as always, either follow the Wooden Fellows online, you know, either through Building Stories on Air or Giggle and Chisels. But please reach out. We would love to have you in our show. Have a wonderful Sunday.